L-E-T-E-N-P-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Nope. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Lorenzo Fiore, my correspondent to Giuseppe Verdi's opera, opening the La Scala season within these last days. And Lorenzo attended because it's across the piazza from his club. And the attendance was sparkling, according to the photographs of the Washington Post. So we're going to ask Lorenzo to very much characterize the excitement here. The Washington Post headline is very, very ironic. La Scala's gala season premiere vanquished bad luck vibes around long-absent Verdi opera. This is La Forza del Destino. It ends very unhappily, very unhappily. However, I know that every time Verdi plays, I cheer up. And I've been listening to the opera on YouTube, and it cheered me up. So, Lorenzo, thank you for guiding me. We're having a world of news these days. 1, 2, 3, 4 wars and more promised in the new year. So it's a treat to spend time at La Scala in my imagination. La Scala opens with La Forza del Destino. It says that it's a 4-hour opera. Is that correct? Hello, Lorenzo.
Hello, John, and hello to all the radio listeners. Correct, correct. The opera is a very long opera, 4 hours. We started at 6 p.m. and we finished by 10 p.m. So it's a very long opera, but I can tell it was fantastic. I had the lucky to attend the first premiere. And just to underline the success of this opera, 12 minutes of claps to everybody, starting from the singer to the director of the orchestra, the director of the opera, the choreography director, those that makes the dresses of the singer and the chorus, those that made the lights. The opera is a very unhappy, it's a drama, a very tense drama, which talks about the unreasonable matter of war. Why war? No war, no more war. And there is a war of those of the singer that are the interpreter of different character in this opera of Giuseppe Verdi. And the music is also fantastic. The music of Giuseppe Verdi is a music that involves you. It's very touchy, particularly the momentum of the chorus. And let me tell you that a masterpiece of this masterpiece was really the performance of the Russian lady, the singer. Very, very, very clever.
Yes, Russian soprano Anna Netrebko, the conducting production by Ricardo Chailly, American tenor Brian Yagdi, and French baritone Ludovic Tessier. Now, I've read because you have the Italian, so you have an advantage on me. I don't immediately interpret what they're saying. However, I've read the play. It's based on a play that was very unhappy as well. Everybody dies. All the principals die. Leonora dies. Carlo dies. Alvaro dies. And everybody in them dies. 4 hours later, and people were applauding. It's wonderful, but still. Tell me about La Scala. How does the interior look? There's a photograph in the Washington Post that makes it look like as if La Scala itself is on the stage.
When you are inside the La Scala Theater, you can always say, wow. And of course, the prima is a double wow, particularly the so-called royal balcony, which is a central that normally hosts the president of the republic. This time he was not ending because he was in Paris for the Notre Dame inauguration. But let me tell you, there were a cascade of flowers, not as much as the first opening season when the COVID was over, that all the La Scala Theater, all the balcony, all the levels were plenty of cascade of flowers. But the flowers this time were very, very nice, very, very soft color, but very rich. And this makes people attending the opera also very, very happy, because you are inside something which means a lot of history of the music, a lot of history of Milan. And when you are out, when everything is finished, you would like to start again, but you feel very proud to be there.
Outside is the piazza of the cathedral, and the lights are lit now. They were not the last time we spoke. What happens when the lights are lit up in Milan? Does everybody go shopping? Is that the signal?
Absolutely, absolutely. The lights are on. And let me tell you, one of the best things to do when you are out of La Scala Theater after the prima is to walk through the Galleria Vittorio Emanuele. The Galleria Vittorio Emanuele was a plenty of lights in the roof, all the shops, luxury shops, of course, with the shop window that were very fantastic, all the best fashion styler and so on. I would not mention any of them.
Right.
And you arrive in the Cathedral Square with a big tree, plenty of small crystal lights. So at the very end, you enjoy and you feel the atmosphere of Christmas. And people are happy to shop. Although the shoppers are not so happy because they feel the competition of the online shopping as well.
Now you travel to Genoa and you're traveling to Siena for a club party. Are there lights in Genoa and Siena as well? Are they magnificent? Do they compete with Milan?
Well, let me say Milan is a bit, I would normally say in Italian, out of the planet, in the sense that the lights are very, very rich. But also in the center, in downtown Genoa, there were a lot of Christmas lights, particularly in Piazza dei Ferrari. Very nice. And the same will be in Siena. But I can tell you that even Rome was a plenty of Christmas lights. I was there 1 week ago, and let me tell you, Piazza di Spagna was fantastic, with a nice, Christmas tree at the middle of the stars that bring up to Trinità dei Monti, and all the streets around, plenty of restaurants where you can have nice spaghetti and so on, with all Christmas lights that involve you in an atmosphere that is very touching, maybe too consumistic to a certain extent, but at the very end you enjoy.
I mentioned I'm reading a new book about Monte Cassino and the Battle of 43-44. And I put the book down just for a moment when it talked about artillery barrage landing near Siena. It was a long time ago, and it's a different world now, but it's good to remember that that war scarred Italy, and Italy's repaired itself ever since 1943. So what we're talking about is a success for the Italian people. What is it? Nearly, it's 80 years, right? 80 years since that 43-44, and everybody remembers it sometimes.
Absolutely, everybody remembers, particularly Milan, because during the August of 1943, more than 50% of the houses were damaged or destroyed by the bombing. And even La Scala had very severe damages. So it was reconstructed and it was opened again by Arturo Toscanini with a famous concert. I don't remember which concert was about the music, but it was an important point to mark the restart of the Italian people after a tragedy.
Yes, and no more war. That's the message at La Scala with La Forza del Destino, a huge hit. Lorenzo Fiore, he's in Genoa. He's on to Siena. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Bash.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Chances are you've been to the doctor recently, and you probably handed over your insurance, your ID, and even your Social Security number. Your doctor is just one of many places that has your personal info. And if any of them accidentally expose your details, you could be at risk for identity theft. LifeLock monitors millions of data points a second. If you become a victim, they'll fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to lifelock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Since 1983, Nissan has been building award-winning vehicles right here in America. And this summer, they're making it easier to drive one home. No new tariffs, just lower MSRPs on the Rogue and Pathfinder. So you can get the car you want at the price that feels right. But don't wait. These deals are only here for a limited time and while supplies last. See why Nissan is number one for new vehicle quality among mainstream brands. Learn more at NissanUSA.com. For J.D. Power 2025 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.